Okay, so Rabbi Say, we have to finish the shiur from yesterday, and in Yetzer Shem we'll start on another topic that will continue on tomorrow, and then some other inyanim of more machshava, perhaps, in understanding the depth of this special mitzvah, Birchas Kohanim. So what we began to do yesterday was work out the way that Birchas Kohanim is fulfilled in practice in the Beis HaKnesses as part of tefillah. We've established the relationship between Birchas Kohanim and Tefillah, the requirement of the minyan, and we began to talk about exactly how it all starts with the Akira of the Kohanim at Ritzei. They have to begin to ascend to the Duchan. We talk about ascending to the Duchan as if there would be a platform. Of course, that's not Ma'akev. We could discuss that perhaps also, but we're not going to have a chance. But the idea is always expressed as being Ola LeDuchan. So now they've gone up, and there's a tefillah that they say in preparation. The Gemara is mashman, they say the tefillah as they're going up, so is mashman the Rambam. But Rashi points out that they say it after they're already up in front of the Ankodesh, and they are to mesayim it together with the chazans concluding the bracha of Modim. We also now have the call of Kohanim, and the bracha of Asher Kidshanu, the raising of the hands, the turning around, and all of that has to be thought about as far as what comes first, what comes second. We also need to discuss the prompting of the Shliach Tzibor separate from the call of Kohanim, which we learn out from Amar Lehem, but we also know that the Chazin, or it is the Chazin in this case, the Shliach Tzibor, that calls out word for word. Does that include the first word, Yivarecha, or does it not? What would that depend on? And then, of course, the Amen of the Tzibor at the end of each Pasuk, and then the turning back around to the Aron Kodesh, which is to be waiting till the Chazan begins Sim Shalom, and then finally returning back to the seats. So the way to understand this is through the prism of the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara has a whole list of statements, one after the other, about how certain things need to wait for other things to happen until they can happen. So let's just read again some of those key words, and we'll see different ways to explain each of those sentences through the lens of the Beis Yosef and how he suggests different possibilities for each sentence and what those perushim would depend on based on the various points that we brought in yesterday in Shia. We have, again, on Daf Lamed Tesh Amud Beis, if you have your Gemaras, if not, I would try to read it slowly. The Gemara says the following as follows. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Chisda. Number one, Ein HaKorei Rashoi Likros Kohanim at Sheyechel Amin Mipiat Tzibor. So this is clear that we're discussing the call of Kohanim. We're referring to him as a Korei, and we saw yesterday in the tour, Machokes, whether the Korei is Sheyech Tzibor, as is Mash Ben Rashi, or does it mean somebody else? Is it considered a hefsek for the Sheyech Tzibor? Is it a way for the Sheyech Tzibor to say it? If he says the paragraph, Okein B'Kev B'Seinu, and then raises his voice by Kohanim. But either way, he's not allowed to do it until the Amen, until the Amen is said on the bracha of Modim, right? That's when Kohanim is called out. There is a shita brought by the Ran that the Kohanim is called out by Ritzei, and that's when the Kohanim go up with Ducha. If that were the Pshat, then you'd have to say that the Amen is referring to the Amen of the Birchas, of the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Or if it's a regular day, it would be the bracha of Shema Koleinu, Shema Tefillah. In other words, whatever bracha you say before before it say, if it was Hashanah, it would be the bracha of Tushayim Rosh Hashanah, Melchal Kol Aretz, and so on. But whatever the bracha is before it say, that's when the call of Kohanim. Of course, our practice is to call Kohanim after the bracha Modim, so the Amen refers to that bracha. Now, we continue in the next sentence. The Ein HaKohanim Rashoim Wahaschil Bibracha At Sheyech HaDibor Mipi HaKorei. So here we have to understand what bracha refers to. One way to explain it is the bracha Birchas HaMitzvah, and the Dibor, again, would refer to the Dibor of Kohanim, that's how Rashi learns it. Alternatively, one could say the bracha is Yivarechecha, and that would have to assume, therefore, that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah that's mentioned, nor is there any prompting of Yivarechecha. That's something we already mentioned in the Gra when we discussed Birchas HaMitzvah. Now let's just read a few more sentences and then look at the Beis Yosef. Now here we have to begin to consider possibilities. The inyan of answering Amen is the bracha, the Amen on the Birchas HaMitzvah possibly, or the Amen on the end of a pasuk, which is, we know after each pasuk there's an answering of Amen, after Vishmerecha, Bichuneka, Shalom. So they're not allowed to answer Amen until the bracha, meaning until the word that ends that pasuk is said. It's another way to read it. Or does it mean the Amen of the Birchas HaMitzvah? Now we continue with the next sentence. Ein HaKarim HaShem HaHaskha B'Bracha Acheres, into the next bracha. Now that sounds like we're breaking Birchas Kohanim into different parts. There's the bracha Rishona, you could say the first part is Bracha Hashem Mishmerecha. And now we go to the next pasuk, which is the next bracha, the bracha acheres. That's one way to read this. We'll have to see other possibilities in the Beis Yosef. But then we're already discussing going from the Yishmerecha to Ya'er until the Amen of the Yishmerecha is finished. Again, that's interesting, because then it sounds like the Kohanim are not waiting for the prompt. They're going right ahead with Ya'er. But what happened to being told Ya'er, right? And it also makes us wonder what we meant before when it said, "Atchitcha bracha mipi kohanim." If that meant the bracha birchas mitzvah, then why are we calling this bracha acheres? Unless that's what it means, bracha acheres relative to birchas mitzvah is the bracha of yibrechcha. But it's a little bit strange that we call that bracha acheres. There's another possibility that we'll see the Beis Yosef is going to mention, and that has to do with the bracha, the tefillah that the Kohanim say at the end. We saw an Amud Aleph in Tamid Beis that there's a tefillah of Rabbon Ha'olam and Rabbonu Shel Olam that the Kohanim say at the end. After they finish the word Shalom, they have a tefillah of Rabbonu Shel Olam, Asim Asher Gezarta Aleinu. So perhaps that's another way to consider the Peshat of Bracha Acheres after the Shalom of the Amen. So then we could talk about the Rabbonu Shel Olam of the Kohanim, and that has to wait for the Amen of Shalom. There's going to be a problem with that pshat because of what we're going to see in a minute. The next sentence is that the Kohanim cannot be turned away from the Tzibur until the Shiach Tzibur starts Sim Shalom. That means that even after they finish Shalom, they can't turn back around to their own Kodesh until the Chazan starts Sim Shalom. Now, this would pose a question on the pshat that I just mentioned just a minute ago. Because since we saw in Amud Aleph that the Tefillah Rabbon Shalom is said when they turn back around, Kim Hadar Ape, that means that they have to wait till Sim Shalom starts to turn around, as we see now. So then why would we have to tell me a minute before that they can't start the Bracha Acheres if we interpret Bracha Acheres as Rabbonu Shel Olam until the Amen? Wait a second. After the Amen, they have to wait anyway because of the starting Sim Shalom. The Shatz is not going to start Sim Shalom before the Amen of the Sibur of Shalom. So Mimela, they're waiting. So of course they're going to have to wait till after the Amen. So we'll see. We'll have to see a possible solution to this kasha. But that's one of the pshatim of the Beis Yosef. Again, we'll see soon all this inside. And finally, the last sentence is in Rashem Akar Ragleim. That means coming full circle, right? They're coming back. They turned around, and now they're going to go back down from the Dukhan, and they have to wait till the end of the Bracha of Sim Shalom. That's the conclusion of the whole Seder, and then they can go down. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef and how he has to deal with one of the main issues he struggles with is what happens to the prompting of Yivarechecha or of the rest of the words. Because that seems to be omitted at first glance in all these sentences in the Gemara. It only talks about the Amen and the Kohanim and the Dibur Hashdis is Kohanim, so we have no indication of being prompted for the rest of it. The Rambam says that Omer Lehem goes on the rest of not just on the Kohanim, but on the rest of the words, but not Yivarechecha. So is that really the source for the prompting, for the words, or is it something else? Zakta Beis Yosef. Source 17, right? Shiach Tzibur Makra Osam, he's going on detour, Yivarechecha. And they respond, Mila b'mila. That means that the tour is on record, that the Shiach Tzibur calls out Yivarechecha as well. And they respond word for word. Said that's Rabbeinu b'cheinir m'mashikas of Haran. Because the Ran says the following. On the words, Eina kohanim rashoi mahascha bebracha at sheyecha dibur mipi akore. Now, what does the word dibur mean? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi teaches dibur as kohanim, which is what we just said a minute before. Eina kore shekhu as kohanim. But the Ran suggests something more in the word dibur. Because the Ran says that yesh mefarshim, that makrin hayu hakohanim kadeh shelo yitu. That means that they used to call out each word for the Kohanim, and the Ran gives a reason, that they shouldn't make a mistake. And here, the statement of the Gemara is saying, even the first word, that the first word, after all, doesn't really necessarily have to be said beforehand, and still they have to wait. So the Ran is introducing something different than Rashi. Rashi learns that the word dibor, that the Kohanim cannot begin the bracha, achiyecha dibor m'piakore, is referring to the dibor of Kohanim. And the Ran is learning that the dibor is going on each word of Birchas Kohanim, including the first word. And you might have thought that the Kohanim could start saying what they say before hearing that first word, because the first word need not be prompted, because everyone knows how you start. That even that, they can't begin Yibarachacha until they hear Yibarachacha. So the Ran, according to the Ran, it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that they were actually being Makre, and not only were they Makre everything but Yibarachacha, but they were Makre Yibarachacha as well. And that's Haskab Yibarachacha, means Yibarachacha has to wait for the Chazin, or the Shiratim, to say Yibarachacha. And that goes with the Torah as well, that the Beis Yosef is commenting on. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam disagrees on the first word. And this is what we see in the Shulchan Aruch, but also that they begin Yibarachacha on their own. This is the Mechabes Shita. They turn around to the people. They already made the bracha according to the Rambam. We saw the Rambam yesterday. And they spread out their fingers and they raise their hands and they begin Yibarachacha. And then from there on, the Shiach Sibur calls out, and they respond, Shnemar, Omor Lehem, Ad Shemashkivim Pasek Rishon, Kol Noach Amen, Chos Shiach Sibur, Makro Sam Pasek Sheni, Mil B'mila, word for word, Vein Onim, Ad Shemashkivim Pasek Sheni, until they finish the second Pasek, and then they answer Amen, the Sibur answers Amen, and so the third Pasek. What do you see in the Rambam? That not, Yivarechacha is not called out. But what you also see in the Rambam is that which you call the rest is not just a reason Kadesh Shalo Yitu. You see, you could have argued a simple pshat and why you makre for the other words, not Yivarechacha. There's a whole reason why you makre is Shalo Yitu. First word, you don't have to worry. That could have been a nice distinction in Svara, but the Rambam seems to say better than that. The Rambam says, makre mil b'mila ve'im onim shenem omra lehem. So now you might ask, according to the Rambam, it's exeris akasiv, then why is the first word different? Yeah?
Also, if there was one calling with Ramji,
it's also a good taina. No, it's a chore. The same way you don't call Kohanim to one kohen. So how could the Rambam hold? What would the Rambam say about calling out the rest of Birchas Kohanim? It's a good taina. It's a very shtaka taina. You have to know what to answer. The good taina. Unless you say that the lehem is only meant because it's marbe both things. So the gabi, since the gabi Kohanim, it's only two. That's why it says lehem. But we have to on our own extrapolate. I mean, machal that the gabi the kriya of the psukim. That's even by one kohen. So a bit of a doichik, but one could argue that the lehem is, because it's also including the din of Kohanim, so that's what. He's still asking good, though. The question, though, I'm asking is, the Rambam Manavshach, why should Bracha be different? You have to say something like this, that when you call Kohanim, it's nichlal in that. Remember, the Rambam already had the Birchas HaMitzvah. So as soon as you call Kohanim, what's the next thing the Kohanim do? They say Yivarechacha. So nichlal in the call of Kohanim is to begin. Memelo Yivarecha need to have its own call, because it would be redundant. If you said Kohanim, after the Rambam Lishitaso, who had the Birchas HaMitzvah first, before they turned around. So memelo for the Rambam, you don't need to call Yivarechacha, not because there's no chshash or yitu. That was never the reason for you call according to the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the calling out is based on Yomar Lehem. But the reason why Yivarecha is not called out is because it's part of the call of Kohanim, is to begin. From there on, you have to ask them to say each every word individually. Okay. Continues the Beis Yosef after quoting the Rambam. Now, you could have maybe been matrik in the Rambam a pshat that would make it not a contradiction to the Torah, but he doesn't like it. But he says, maybe we could read the Rambam like this. Dachi kamar. Maschil Yivarechacha. What the Rambam means, the Ketzad Him Aschilin, how they begin, Shashiach Sibur Makrim Mil B'Mila. And that includes Yivarechacha. V'adach Ze'ish Afarash Mashkaz V'achakach. If you want, you can fetch that in the Rambam later. Ho'yishnaim O'yoser, Ein Maschim V'arach Hachik Rosem Shashiach Sibur V'omrem Kohanim, V'ein Om Yivarechacha, V'hu Makrim Osem Mil B'Mila, meaning that they would also, you would then he says, Mikvah Milmil, he means go back to Ibracha too. In other words, Ram didn't tell it to you first, but he says it a minute later that he's Makra, meaning he's Makra from the beginning. What would that be the benefit of saying that? Lesson of Machokes. Vayinochim Lefarshkin, Kedish Haskim Daito, and Das Haposkim. Moreover, v'gam ki hu atmo kaskem pirush hamishnah berakin omdin b'nuschadidan. Our version of the Ram pirush hamishnayis, it sounds like Yibracha was also called out. So maybe we could be matrik in the Lashon HaRambam in the Yad as well. Mikol makom, you should know that what the Rambam, simple reading of the Rambam would suggest, is in fact common practice in lands of Sfarad. V'chol malchus eret Yisrael u'mitzrayim noagim. Common practice was how did they explain their practice? Rabbeinu Moshe said that. So they're going like the Rambam. They don't catch the Lashon HaRambam differently. They take the Rambam at face value that Yibarechacha wasn't prompted, wasn't called out. They had a different gear in Pirush Mishnayis. So in the Chanami, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis also said that, which is more correct, they say. The Tamadavar Mivor. Now, what's the reason why Yibarechacha should not be prompted? So here, the Beis Yosef goes back on what we said in the beginning. He wants to Mechal based on the Svara Shelo Yitu. Mivor, the Kim, the Ein Makrin El Kedesh Shelo Yitu, but Tevir Shon, Lekal Mechash, Letol, Slomo Yikrosa. Chura, though, in the Rambam himself, one could perhaps say a little bit of a different svar, because the Rambam seems to be getting it from Omar Lehem, so the Yosef will have to learn. It's really ultimately based on that svara, and Memela, the reason doesn't apply. I could argue another word, that the pshat is that the call of Koyanim is kolel already the first word. The Beis Yosef goes back on the reason because of Shelo Yitu. But Al Kopanim, Nevor, Das Rambam, that Maschil and Lomi Yivarechacha without a call of Koyanim. That's as far as the question of whether Yivarechacha is called out or not. Now let's go to the words of the Gemara. So we saw in HaKol Hashem HaSchem Bracha Hashicha Dibor M'Pi HaKorei, the Ran already read into the word Dibor, the word of Yivarechacha, which includes even that word being called out, and that could mean that they were actually calling out. The Gemara acknowledges that. Now, it says weiter, Ein HaMakra Shekoi Kohanim Rashoi Likros, right, so he quotes the Gemara that we just read, Amam Zera, Ein HaKorei Shekoi Kohanim Shicham Pi HaTibor, and then the next sentence, Ein HaKorei Shekoi HaSchem Bracha Shicha Dibor HaKorei, and then the tzibur can't say amen until the bracha m'pi ha-koyanim, and akom shemach bracha cheres. Okay. Umefarish Rabbeinu. So how does the Torah learn pshat here? The ein akon m'sham haschel b'bracha ashi yichre dibe yakore means ashi yichre ha-teva m'pi ha-makre. So what does dibur mean according to what mashman the Torah, similar to what we said in the Ran? The dibur means ha-teva b'brichas kohanim koi. In other words, it can't begin Yibarechacha until the Makra says Yibarechacha. Interesting that we're calling him the Korei. Here it's for sure the Sheikh Tzibur, and yet we're saying it's the Korei. So what would Bracha mean? So he says, She'in Hashem haschel b'bracha shekid shanu at sheikha dibur kriyas kohanim pia korei. Ushnei ha-peirushim katsavaran in Megillah. Ve'efshet ha-tavai listenu, maybe they're both true. That Dibur could go and Kayanim, and then the Bracha would mean a Shekid Shanu. Or Dibur could be Verechacha, and the Bracha means Verechacha, and Dafka, both are landing, the words lend themselves to both Pirushim. There is a third Pshat, which we saw in the Gra. We discussed the Birchas HaMitzvah, the Gra Tainet a new Pshat. That the Dibur goes on Kayanim, but the Bracha, last of the Bracha, goes on Yevarechacha. What do you mean? The answer is because as soon as you call Kayanim, they say Yevarechacha. Why? Says the Gra, because there's no prompting for Yirechacha, and there's no halacha mi'ikar din to have a birchas mitzvah. Memela, Koyanim, comes, after that comes Yirechacha. That was the Gra's suggestion in the Shita, that you don't say Yirechacha, and Memela you don't have to say a bracha either. But the Beis Yosef is either the Pshad is going on the Dibur of Koyanim and the bracha Shekid Shanu, or the Dibur is Yirechacha and the bracha is Yirechacha. Now, Beis Yosef is going to have real problems with the sentence that reads the following. Right after this comes the next sentence. Actually, it's not the next, it's the sentence after the next one. It says, Ein atziba shalanas amen ashtich abrochem bi hakehanim. Fine. But there's no, that it could either mean the birchas mitzvah or the bracha, first bracha of the three. Ve'en akor Hashem v'haskav the bracha acheres. I don't understand this. The Kohanim cannot begin a bracha acheres until the Amen is said by the Tzibur. We just got to finish explaining that one of the ways of reading the words Dibur Piakore is the words of Birchas Kohanim. And the Kohanim cannot begin your bracha until they hear bracha. That means that they have to hear every single word before they respond with that word. So how could the Gemara go on and say that the Kohanim cannot begin a bracha acheres until the Amen? Who has, what has to happen after the Amen? The Shiach Tzibur has to prompt. Kasha be'enai. Shem achas she'en akodim omim hateva ad she'shiach Tzibur makrosam tchila, until the Shiach Tzibur prompts with that word, my imkein my ad she'yecham pi'at Tzibur to come out. Achas she'yecham pi'at Tzibur in maschilim ela ha'makrohu maschil. That's his kasha. So he wants to say something interesting. According to the Rambam, he assumes it is Shitas Rambam, like the practice was to go like the Rambam. Then he wants to say it works out. After the Kohanim say their bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, they can't say bracha chiyachu amen sha'onim acha berchas ha'shekin shan b'kedushas ha'shalarim piro batzibur. So he wants to learn pshat that they cannot begin yivarechecha until the amen is said by the tzibur. So they say ha'shekin shanu, then everyone answers amen, then they can begin yivarechecha. That's what you could say. But that's Rabbeinu, she'so b'shigam yivarecha in almost so according to Asher Tzibur makro some tzoch. Then we have to have a new pshat. Now this is very difficult, what he wants to say in the Rambam. Why?
The bracha acheres
means bracha. If you want to say bracha acheres, it's mashma of the same type.
Yes.
And here we're talking about the bracha acheres, yivrecha versus, that's one dochik, but I have another problem, a bigger problem. How can you say this? Because remember, we saw the Rambam yesterday, according to the Rambam, they're making the birchas mitzvah when they're facing their own kodesh. And then they turn around, and then it's a call of Kohanim. So how could you learn pshat the Gemara, even according to the Rambam, that there's no calling of Yivrechecha, but you can't talk about an Amen on the Birchas HaMitzvah having to be said, and then start Yivrechecha, because they're saying the Birchas HaMitzvah before they turn around, and then they're first called Kohanim after that. So they can't start Yivrechecha until they're called Kohanim. So of course it's going to be the Amen. Moreover, I'm not even sure that the Birchas HaMitzvah was said in an audible tone. The Rambam, if he's facing Aron Kodesh, who's to hear necessarily the Shekin? How do you know if you're even hearing it? Okay, maybe yes, maybe not. But certainly there's going to be a Kohanim afterwards. So even though it could work in the Gemara l'fi the Psak of the Rambam, but within the Rambam himself, it's not l'chornak d'shmak to win this way. But l'maisa, the Kepesios, and your time is also a time, the Baruch HaCheres, Yivarechecha vis-a-vis the Birchas HaMitzvah. But according to the Torah, anyway, you can't say this pshat, because there is going to be a prompting of Yivarechecha. So what do we do with Bracha Acheres? So the Beis Yosef, a few possibilities. L'das Rabbeinu, that is the Torah, Shesov v'shigam v'bracha eno mosukadim ashtir tzibim makrosam. Tzarech l'faresh, interesting suggestion. The Bracha Acheres dekama, hainu mash omrim ribon ha'olamim, asinu mash gazart aleinu. We said that they would say this tefillah afterwards, right? And that tefillah of Rabbeinu Shel Olam cannot be said in Kam Shema Haskol Sat Shiach Avim Piyat Tzibur. In fact, I think the Netziv in Hamik She'ela and some others, how could you learn such a pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara itself says that tefillah is said Ki Mahadei Apayim B'Tzibura, when they turn back and they're facing Aron Kodesh. And it says a minute later that they can't turn back until the Shat Sim Shalom. So obviously it's going to have to be after the Amen. So what, do you have to have a separate sentence that they can't say the Bracha Acheres referring to Ribono Shel Olam until after the Amen? Anyway, we're going to have to wait for Sim Shalom. So I think that it's an interesting answer. How do we know that the Kohanim have to turn around, back? Maybe they're going to still stay Panim Keneged Panim even afterwards. We're assuming they're turning back. the halacha that they have to turn back on, they have to go back, you know, to where they started from. So you could say, yeah, that's part of the inyan. You start one way, then you turn, and then you turn back. But it could be it's a technical reason. Because it's halacha, you're not allowed to have your back to Ur Kodesh. It's a desire. Like it says in Yecheskel that Acharem Haichel Hashem, the halacha is about it. You shouldn't be sitting with your back, especially a terem giving when a rab gives a drasha. And there's another heter given when the kohanim are mevarech, panim keneged panim, it allows them, gives them license to turn their back to Aron Kodesh. So if there's an Aron Kodesh, so mele, there's a chiv to turn back, not to be having your back once you finish the mitzvah. So that's what we say, you have to wait till Sim Shalom starts. But let's say there's no Aron Kodesh. Davening and duchening in a place there's no Aron Kodesh. You still have the mitzvah b'chas kohanim. So a case like that, you wouldn't have a chiv to be machzir panim. Could stay panim keneged panim afterwards. There's no reason you have to turn around the dafka. So then it'll be nogea this other halacha. So in that case, the question is, when can you start rabbona shalala? Because there's no machzir panim. So there you say you still have to wait for the amen. Could be that this statement would be nogea in a case like that. I think that's what the Nesim wants to say. But otherwise, you have to know how to mimiyashiv. And chori, in any way, going to be have to wait for the sim shalom. So you have to obviously have to wait for the amen. Okay. Now it goes like this: utmeyani al ran shepiresh ve'ena kodem maschim bebracha acheres. The Ran learns in Megillah, and he quotes this Gemara in Megillah. He quotes this Gemara in Megillah, but we have over here Berachas Kehanim. He says the kodem cannot begin bracha acheres kigon yoyer yisa. In other words, vishmerecha is finished. That's one bracha. And then starts Yair. And then that pasuk ends with Vichuneka, and they start Yisa. So the Ran says they cannot begin the Bracha Acheres, meaning Yair Yisa, Ad Sheyich Amin Piat Zibur, until the Amen of the previous Bracha is finished. In other words, Yishmerecha Amen, that's when the Kohen can begin Yair. And after the Bracha, the Amen of Vichuneka, that's when the Kohen can begin Yisa. That's what the Ran says on Bracha Acheres. And the same Ran, Al Ena Kodem Hashem Haskam Bebracha Atchiyich Adibur Mpiakore. What did the Ran say? As the Rabbis Yosef quoted earlier, Kasav Sheish Mepashen Shemakam Noi Kohanim Gishko Yitu. That, as he quoted before, that they used to be makir the Kohanim each word, and even the first word the Kohanim can't even begin the first word Yivarecha. There's no toes, and Koshkin the others Atchiyich Adibur Mpiakore. No, so how does that stim have the Yesh Mefarshim of the Ran that they will makra each word according to Berachacha stim with what the Ran himself says that the Bracha Acheres is Yair and Yisa Ufi Osa Mefarshim according to those Mefarshim quoted by the Ran Shahamakim Hayu Kohanim E Efshel Mefarsh En a Kohanim Rasham Haskel Bebracha Acheres Yicham Piatzibur Tan Brichas Yair VYisa Da Afra Achash Yicham Piatzibur En a Kohen Mashem Ela Hamakra. You have a problem? The Ran himself is quoting a Yesh Mefarshim, they will makra every word, including Yivarecha, and they can't begin the bracha, even Yivarecha, until you hear Yivarecha. And then he says, Bracha Acheres means Yair and Yisa. But what about the Kohanim? Forget the Kohanim. The Shiach Tzibur has to say the word before the Kohanim can say it. So he says a few possibilities. Sok to Beis Yosef like this. Yesh Lidchok Velo Ma'in Chinami. Te'en HaKohanim HaShoyim is Gav Dafka. It's as if the words would be saying, and a makre is a kohen in mashoy. If you read it as if it would say, the makre is not rashay lahasim brachers, yarvisa achichim biatzibur. It's really not about the kohanim. It means the one who's makre the kohanim. The words of Beis Yosef sound like he's like putting into the Gemara another two words. Not kohanim means the makre. I would maybe give it more of a lumbish spin. The pshat is like this. Of course, it's the makre, because the makre is what allows the kohanim. But why does makre have to wait? Because the makre can't be makre until it's already the right moment for the kohanim to say the next word. So the halacha of the makre derives from the fact that the kohanim need to wait for the amen, and maybe the makre has to wait. So it's not just like a chesuri mechsura that we're putting in another word or two in the Gemara. It's a function of the kohanim, but on a practical level, it would mean that the makre can't say. I think it would be more geschmack to say it like that, so it's maybe less of a dochik if we learn it that way. But that's how he could learn it in the Ran. Another possibility, says the Bais Yosef, is maybe Bizman HaGemar, there was no prompting. This Makrin Hayu is only later. Odi Shalom HaShemakar, Shekasav, Ena Kon Mashayim, Bracha Ches, Yor B'Yisa, Hainu Fima De Mashma Mi Pashto De Gemara, Shelo Hayu Makrim Es HaKohanim, Midelo Es Kiru Kein B'Shum Makom. Even though the rabbi saw it in Amalehem, but that was already, the Beis Yosef never really made much of that. He made it osha lo yitr. V'hadam b'sifri, now he brings the sepisa shachaz and ome imru, ki v'samach, ikal omeim adayin alikros lem kohanim. The sifri is referring to the call of kohanim. Avalo ha'krosa mil b'mila. V'chein mashma she'idai tozal. I think that that's what the Ran holds. V'arvi lashim yesh mefarshim kasab shemakrin ohayu ha'kohanim. Near the pasha de milsa mashma le'shaloyim makrin. He's going, it doesn't stim 100%, because he's going with the pashtus there. You'll go with the other pashtim and the bracha acheres. But if you want to learn bracha acheres, yor yisa, it doesn't stim with makim ha'yo kohanim. So the Ran himself is acknowledging that if not for the yesh mefarshim, I would assume they were makre. And therefore he learns yor yisa according to the pashtus. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, that they were makim b'sman ha'gemara, they'll have to go with the other pshat in bracha acheres. In the Chanami, it doesn't line up. And therefore, b'sman ha'gemara, we could assume, not like those who are Yesh Mefarshim makrin hayu, that they were makrin, and then it goes well. Then it's basically straightforward. The Kohanim say everything one after the other. Okay, let's go to the see from the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go on, Mr. Shem, to the other Inyan, just to get yourself feeling, you know, comfortable with the words, and then you can look, of course, at the Mishnah Berurah on each of these sifim, who fills in more details. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Ches, Kishamash Kishas Ritzei, after Dinah V'akiras V'gayim B'Ritzei. Good. Sif Tes, Kishokrim, Kohanim Ragleim, Lalos, Omi Hiratzel, Shetei Brachasot Shivisanu, Umarichim B'Tfilizot, Shiyachom Pishodam Piyat Sibur. They quote in the parentheses that Rashi and Tosfos Aran say to say it only after you're up. Sif Yud, they stand kapi ahechol, the back to the people, the fingers are bent in until the shatz ends modim, and then in himshnayim kovre lehem, and you have a parenthesis here. This parenthesis is exactly the point of who is it? Kurlem shiach tzibur kohanim? According to this, it's not a half six is in the Shibura, it's considered Tzorach Tfila. That's according to those who hold Shriach Tzibur, but it's in brackets. Hagah, v'lo yomo kerev kevaseinu. In other words, then you just jump to the word Kohanim and it's fine. The Yesh Omrim, says the Rama, that they say Belachash until Kohanim, and then they say the Koran, that's Rami Rutenberg. V'chozim Omam k'deshecha, Belachash. U'machzirim p'neim klapi ha'om. So now they call Kohanim and they turn around, and if he's one, en akori ahumi atzma machzir panav. But Lamaisa, according to the Mamre Rutenberg, there's an Eitza that you could say, okay, I can never say no, and then say Koyanim, but it's not like you're calling Koyanim to one person. Sif Yer Aleph. Kishim Achzim Penem Klapi Ha'am. Then they say Shekin Shanu. In the Ram was Mashma, they said Shekin Shanu before they turn around. Shulchan Aruch is Mashma Kishim Achzirim. Mishnah Berurah brings Yish Mirshon Shesfiru Hu. Like the Rambam, that is beforehand. I'm a doctor, Kim Yotzim B'dei Shneim. What is common practice, and what I think is mostly done, is that they begin the bracha facing on Kodesh, and at the Tzivanu, generally, that's when they turn to face the Tzivanu. So while they're making the bracha, they're turning around. You're allowed to make a bracha when you're in transit. In other words, they're not allowed to be doing malacha or something when you're making a bracha. But mashal, I mean, maybe it's better for kavanah to stay in one place, but if mashal, you're making ashiyotza. Whatever, you know, you're leaving. So technically, it's, you know, you're walking. Halicha is not considered a staring in kavanah. I mean, a person that's better kavanah, on their own, they realize it should be the yushav, they should stay together, they should, but lemaisa, halicha itself is not an issue. So here you have the movement while they're making the bracha. It's also part of the mitzvah itself. It comes up with nigov also, when you're doing nigov while you're making the bracha to your student, that's like a malacha kala. This is just walking, you're turning around, you make the bracha while you're either that, or there's a slight pause in the middle of the bracha, and you turn around between one word and the other. So you're not actually saying words that you're told, one or the other. And anyway, this is what he says, that b'tocha bracha, l'shna mishma machzirim p'neim b'tocha bracha. Doesn't tell you where. Some say, some turn at the end, at the last word, at the ava, some turn at the tzivanu. Okay, now we have sif yud beis, magbiin idem kenegis b'sein. And it talks about how you raise your hands, and we had this when we discussed Mesias Kapayim, that the Heavirim, Metis Min Hacharakim, and the position of the palm being facing down. When is this done? From the Seder Shulchan Aruch, it would sound that the Hagbas HaYadayim, we discussed this also in the Shir Mesias Kapayim, took place after the Midrash. You could have argued that it's not considered Chilka of the Maisa Mitzvah to raise your hand, so that should already be in place. And that's what is also very often done. The Kohen already have their hands up, and then they turn around with their hands out. But it's mashma that from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like they turn around, and then magbin yedein. That's as posh, this is mashma. Maschil Kohen Mevracha. Now, Sif Yud Gimel, this is again what we just said. So the Mechaber says that the Mevracha starts on its own. Yes?
But about the hands, like, why does the Kohen have to turn then close their hands? Why can't they close their hands before they turn?
When they're still facing the tzibur, yeah. I mean, at the end.
Well, why can't they? I don't understand that. What's the...
Right. And that's the Gemara, right? That's what you see in the Gemara.
Yeah, I think it was Hedera Puno.
Yeah, that's the first statement. What's the pshat in that? Why should that be? Why can't they clench their fist already while they're... Yeah. Ena kor mashem l'ochov kishvetz b'seyem ash yachzu p'neim in tzibur. It's interesting. What's the pshat that line? What's the pshat in that halacha? You have to think about it, what it is. There is a certain, maybe because of the shechina, could be the shechina is on their hands until they turn around. When they're facing the tzibur, there's the emas of tzibur, maybe, and maybe that, or maybe the shechina is already on their hands. There is an inyan, if I'm not mistaken, there is something about, the Beis Yosef quoted about, the Siyas Kapayim, that the fingers being out has to do with a certain sense of ra'ada, of emas ha-tzibur. If I'm not mistaken, Shloi Aleka, maybe he quotes it from, there's an emas ha-tzibur, the fingers are out, and it's like a certain sense of awe. So it could be that, so close mind facing the tzibur, there is that messias of an ema. That could be one way. The other way is to say because of the shechina. So you face the tzibur even after you finish the word shalom, but the shechina is still there, and it's only after you turn around that...
If you say the shechina, do you know there are tzirashim?
Yeah, but they say that. It's a rash other that is even the gvul is a little bit of shechina also. You see that mitzvahs min acharakim, that the shechina is also there. Yeah, but it's not the same madrega as the migdash. No shemah mafarash. Yeah, so you're right. Something along those lines. Either emas hatzibur or the shechina mestama. One of those two ideas. Maybe something else you could say. Back here in Shulchan Aruch, maschini v'racha. That's the shita that you start v'racha as well. That's the machaber. And then the Mamma says, no, v'yesha omrim, shigam, miyosiv recha, yakov esim shat tchila, that's based on the Tur and the Ran. The chenogin, says the Mamma, b'chom medinas elu. Not like was quoted by the Mishnah, by Beis Yosef in Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim, that they did it without being called yivrechacha. V'yachakach makra shat mil, v'mil v'enam achra v'al kol mila ad shisay pasuk rishon, v'oz anem tzibu amen, v'chenacha pasuk bezuch asu gimel. Siv Yudalit gives you basic halachas of Im Varach and Ella, Belashna Kodesh, Vamida, Mesis Kapayim, Bekoram. Koram is interesting. We have this year, the other day about that, whether that's Ma'akiv like the other things, Siv Tezvav. Ve'akach Maschel Shat Sim Shalom, Oz Kohan Amazim Penem Wehechel. The Shat starts Sim Shalom, and that's when they turn around. Ve'omri Bon Halam, Mesim Mashi Gezartalin, Oseli Mashachtan, Eshkiv Monshom Shamayim, It sounds like they don't finish the pasuk. Typically in Siddurim you'll see them and have the whole rest of the pasuk. Until the word dvash, hagah, v'yarich b'tfilizot, sheyisayim shat sim shalom. V'sheyam tzibur amin al shneim. So the amin goes not just on the bracha of the shats, but also on the bracha of the kohanim, on the bonus shalom. Meim yucham l'harech kol kach, this is based on the Gemara brachas, then they could say Adib Amarm Kidukaman Simikuf Lamid. We'll get to that. Tifta Zayin, they cannot turn back from the Tzibur until the Shat says Sim Shalom. This is based on the Sugi we just read. In Masham Lochvish, it's Beseyam Achyaz Panem, that's also the Gemara. And the Elmdim Sham, and they now let it go down from the Duchan until the end of Sim Shalom. The Yesh Misha Omer, that they even wait till the end of the Amen of Sim Shalom before they go down. The Chen Amen, yeah.
On Sifya Dalit, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. Also interesting. Why doesn't he mention Paranekvam? It's all in the same Amid Gemara.
Yeah.
Good. It's also a good Ha'ara. Write it down. It's a good Ha'ara. You have to come back to it. It's not mentioned. Paranekvam is not mentioned in the Mechaber together. If you look at the Tur, how the Tur says it, does the Tur mention Paranekvam as well, or he's following the Tur? The Mishtabura, Od Yalfinan, he puts in Sivkat Nun, Od Yalfin Begemara, Yos Pam Kineged Panin. And then Kaswa Poskim, Rava Poskim, the Kimat Kulam, the Hanikula Ikuva. Although we kind of, maybe there's an indication in some of the that Kol Ram might not be Likud, but that's what we saw Tis Eliezer says in the Bracha. Okay, let's go now to Sif Yud Zayin. Kishemachziyim Pineyim, whenever you're turning around, going to face the Tzibor and turning back, away from the Tzibor, beginning or end, Leyasir Derech Yamin. That's the halacha, which means you would say clockwise. People don't realize the chayra, it should be the same thing whenever you're turning around. When else do we turn around like this in shul? Not Kohanim, but
Friday night.
Friday night, by Vishalom. So I look around, I'm always curious to see what people, you know, which direction they go, clockwise or counterclockwise. I've seen even Rabbanim, that they're not Mason Leif, it's not a big deal, but on the other hand, it shows a certain sensitivity. If you're aware, the same way Dafka, this was a Kohen, a Rav, but he went, you know, he went whatever, maybe one time he went clockwise, but then when he turned back to go back to where he was, he went the other way. Now, he didn't continue around to his right clockwise, he went back the other way. Seemingly, it should be the same thing. It should be the Kopinos or whatever that is. In terms of, if you're just by yourself, you go clockwise. If it's around something else, it could be it's the other way. You know, what the human means could depend on a certain context. But Gomaisa, where we do it is, we always go, when we're Kohanim, we turn right to our right. And then again, coming back the other way around. Then it says, K'shiyodim min aduchan l'yigo min aleim ha-metunafim, when they come down, not to touch their dirty shoes, m'nogim mitvideim with tefillah, that they're going to daven afterwards. Finally, Sif Yud Ches, this gives you again a summation of the Gemara, in a makra kore kore mashe with kohanim, mashichati p'yav sibor, that's the kohanim, is calling about the word kohanim, until they answer amin of modim, and a kore mashe b'ch shekid shanu, he's learning like he learned in Beis Yosef, the bracha of Yerusha Mitzvah, ad shichati b'yav kriyas kohanim, until the dibur of kohanim is said, because he's going not like the Rambam, that there's a kohanim, and then comes the b'chas ha-mitzvah. The Rambam would have had the b'chas ha-mitzvah first, as we medayik. Acha she-derecho kohanim she-kidshanu, but she-l'aron, in re-shamaskei yivarecha, at she-yichem p'ikoh at-sibur amen. Again, he's assuming that there's no call for yivarecha, so you have to wait for the amen of the bracha, b'chas ha-mitzvah, then they say yivarecha. V'chein in re-shamaskei b'teva. Now he's going with the Ram. Any word that they're going to say, she-yicha teva, tichtim, p'yav. Makre, v'inat sibur onim amen, at sicha abrochim b'yakehanim. And then the Haggah of the Ramah is based on one of the Pshatim, the Beis Yosef, but again, the question is, my nafgamina here? V'lo yaschila kohanim bon ha'lamim, at she-yicha amim p'yav sibur. In fact, the Mishnah Bura, right, this is the kash that we raised before, this Pshat, l'chara, who needs this new halacha? Ha-chalonim pik-piku b'haggah zu. Mr. Burr asks in Sifkot Ne'ayin, the lo mashkachazla, my nafgamina that they have to wait for the amen in order to say Rabbana Shalom, right? In maschil lo merbana lam at shechzir pineim, vein maschil pineim at shachas maschil shiyiv tzibat sim shalom kimbo el, and that's after the amen. So I told you what the Nitziv wants to answer. The Nitziv wants to answer that the only reason they have to turn around after, and wait for Sim Shalom to do it, is when you have an Aron Kodesh. Without an Aron Kodesh, they could stay facing the Tzibur. And the Mela, it's Nafkamina, that there too, they would have to wait at least till the Amen in that case. There's Seder. Okay, let's take at least a Haskalah on a new Inyan, which is Ne'inyan Le'inyan, of course, but also Inyan, and that is very interesting. It's going to segue a little bit into, you know, more of the depth of Birchas Kohanim in Machshava. But we're going to focus at least now on halacha of it and into tomorrow, and then we'll see where it goes from there. And that is the hatavas chalomos that we find in Birchas Kehanim. Hatavas chalomos means the person has a need to remedy a dream that it should turn out for good. Dreams in the Gemara, the lot of sugyas in Brachas, if you doubt them, they're about dreams. Dreams are seen as portending future events, not always. A lot of dreams are just, you know, Dvar de Talim. Yes?
Do we do a kind of shalom now, like the Nazim?
So again, there are really three things in halacha that are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch regarding dreams. One is Tainis Chalom. We do find occasionally people do it. It has to be a type of dream. Hilchos Shabbos is brought, even on Shabbos one can fast, but it's very limited in terms of the types of dreams that one would fast for, even on Shabbos, and that has to do with, you know, you have to be mamish, very, very distraught, nafsho guma love, and then the certain types of dreams that are mentioned that one would fast for, and other than that, you wouldn't fast. But technically, it's one of the things that's brought against the bad dream, Tainis Chalom. The other thing is Hatavas Chalom, which is a Gemara in Brachas, that you get friends and you say Chamatav Chazai, and if you have Siddurim, some Siddurim actually give you the Seder Hatavas Chalom. I have a Siddur here, just to bring you, it's all based on the Gemara in Brachas, just before the Gemara that we're going to discuss. Chama Tava Chazai says, and they say Tava Hu Tava Lehavei, Hashem should make it good, it's Aramaic, seven times it goes that it should be good, and then you have Sukim of Haficha, Sukim of Pediyah, Sukim of Shalom. Very interesting. They say that the Brisket Rebbe would do this almost every day. He had, but they say Pshat, that it's not Pshat that he was really upset by the dream. He was upset of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you had a dream, you have to do it. So he was like, he felt that he has to be upset at that. I don't know. That's like some as I Zuckman, okay. But he did it quite often, and occasionally you do see people do it Taras Chalom. But now this is a different type of a Taras Chalom, and the source is the Gemara Brachas, and this already is more common because it is in the Siddurim of Birchas Kehanim, and when the Kohanim are singing, it's obvious why they sing. Not stop because it's nice to sing, but it has to do with the opportunity that is now given to the Tzibur to say the Tefillah about the dreams. So the Makor is Gemara Brachis, that the Gemara brings Amemar, Masut, Ravashi were together, sitting together, and each one said, let's find something new, a chidush, to share for the other ones. And no one else heard it before. So the first of the three, doesn't say who, began with the following. Hai man, the chaza chelma. V'lo yada mai chaza. Now, he saw a dream, he had a dream, he doesn't really know what he dreamt. Now, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is like this. He knows he had a dream. He may even remember the dream, but he doesn't know what to make of the dream. That's the Chor, the Pashup Shat. There is also a possibility, and some learn that way as well, maybe the Mashah, forget already, that even if he forgot the dream itself, the Me'iri, I think, says the first way, that he knows what he saw, he just doesn't know what to make of it. This is different than Atavas Chalom, that the Gemara mentions there as well, that he had a dream that clearly seems to say something Nebuch, very tragic, very negative, very sad, and he goes through this process in order to transform it. Here, it's not like definitively bad, it's just that it's unclear what to make of it. He's puzzled. And it could be, it might include also not even remembering the dream itself, but you know you had a dream. Sometimes you don't even know you had a dream, it's dumb you did dream, because REM sleep is dream, but Maisa, now, the fact that there was a dream that has different possibilities in terms of where it can go and where it can lead and how it would be playing out in real life, so now he has an opportunity to use Birchas Kehanim as a way to take that potential and to have it actualized in a positive way. So what should he do? He should stand by the Kohanim and be in the Pasi Yedai when they're duchening. So the Gemara has the Nusach HaGemara. Ribono Shalolam, Ani Shalach, Chalomosai Shalach. I am yours, my dreams are yours. It's all you. What I dream is all you, and you know where it's heading. Chalom Chalamdi, the Eni Dea Mahu. Again, that's the Shal. Eni Dea Mahu. Does it mean I don't know what it was, I don't know what I dreamed, or I don't know, more likely means I don't know what exactly it's about. It could be all types of dreams. Ben shachalamti ani la'atzmi about myself. Ben shachalamu chaveray. Someone had dreamed about me. Ben shachalamti la'acherim. Im tovim hem. If they're good, they just need to be brought out in a positive way. Not always does potential get realized in actuality. Min ha'koach el ha'poel. It has good potential, but it has to come out. Chaskein va'amsem. Strengthen these dreams. Kachalom bosav shel Yosef. Yosef had a dream, and Hashem saw to it 22 years later that he rose to power, and Ma'al Marumim, and the other one about the stars. Im Tzvichim Refuah. Interesting way to describe it. Need Refuah, need a little bit of tweaking, some tempering, some remedial intervention. So do that, and we give Mishalim for that. Rafim, heal them. The dream needs healing. What's the mashal that's brought? Kimei Mara de Moshe Rabbeinu. Mara was the water that was bitter, and Hashem showed Moshe a way to make it sweet. Ki Miriam Mitzarata, Miriam was a Mitzaras, and Parshas Baloscha, and Hashem healed her. Ki Chizkiya Mecholyo, he was sick, Yeshaya Navi told him most Thomas, and then he davened to Hashem, and Hashem found a way, he told Yeshaya, there was a method that he used to get him better, he got 15 more years of life. Kimei Yerichoi de Elisha, the waters were also very salty and it got them sweet. So these are the four examples. The order is strange, and they're different Yesos, actually. Some have the order differently, which makes more sense. And there's also a mention of Naaman, which is not in the Girsa in our Gemara, but maybe other Girsos have that. Naaman also was Mitzora. So these are four, possibly five examples of Refuah. And then we conclude, Kishem Shafachta Kilas Bilam HaRasha LeBracha, you transform the Bracha, the Kala of Bilam to Bracha, like it says in Pachas Kiseitsei, Vayafach Hashem HaKecha Sakal LeBracha, Kein HaFoch, Kol Chalomos HaLutov. Transform my halomos l'tova, misayim b'adi kahani don tzibu amin. And answer it, conclude it together with the kohanim. Now, when do you say it? It's unclear in the Gemara. It sounds like you're saying this at the same time, which is going to get sticky in halacha. Of course, our practice is for the singing to allow for this. But the Gemara doesn't talk about singing. The Gemara talks about saying it, b'shas b'chas kohanim, and ending it with the kohanim finishing. The ilo means if you have more time, what a peculiar Gemara. Now, before we go on, this again is clearly mashma that we're talking about a dream that you don't know definitively is bad. If you have a terrible dream, there's Tainis Chalom, there's Hatavas Chalom, and the other Gemara. However, there is a medrash that allows us to use Birchas Kehanim for a bad dream, definitively bad. The Pasuk in Shir Hashim, Hinei Mitaso Shel Shlomo, the bed of Shlomo, Shishim Giborim Savlam Migibor Yisrael. 60 warriors around it. It says in Medrash Shir Hashim Rabbah, and also Medrash Tanchuma, the following idea. This reference of Shishim Giborim is a reference to the 60 letters of Birchas Kehanim. Shishim osios de Birchas. If you take those words of Birchas Kohanim, they're 15 words. Yivach Shem Shmerecha, 3 words. Yor Hashem Panav Elech Bichuneka is 5 words. Yis Hashem Panav Elech Bichuneka is 7 words. So 15 words together, but 60 letters in total. Migibore Yisrael Shem Megaven Es Yisrael. They give strength to Klal Yisrael. Kula Machuz Yicherev. They are blessed with Gevura. Yivrach Hashem Yor Hashem Yis Hashem. Hashem's name is in all of them. Blum De Mechama. Nochamim, they fight. They ward off all types of evil, terrible catastrophes. Ish charbo, the pasuk concludes. Ish charbo al yerecho. Each man his sword on his thigh. Mipachad balelos, from fear of night. Zok the medrash. Shafilu adam roa b'chalomo cherev machtachas b'yerecho. They see a sword cutting them. Ma yase, go to shul, read kriyashma, davin, and listen to Birchas Kohanim and answer amen. Doesn't say you say anything, but you're connecting to Birchas Kohanim, you answer amen on that, the Eidav Avraham Aziko, that's Kosev Baruch. A similar medrash in Tanchuma, Parshas Naso, as you can see, the Shishim Osios of Birchas Kohanim, Achuzei Cherev, Hashem's name, Yisa Hashem, Yivarch Hashem, Yor Hashem, Yasa Hashem, again, what's the Yerech? The sword is by your neck. We're cutting your thighs down. Go to shul mipachad shera balelos b'chalomo. And he sees the kohen knows him as kapeyan. Roa and sing roa. Hachalom ram misbatel mimenu. Mipachad balelos. So interesting is that whereas in the Gemara brachis, the inyan is mentioned in connection to a chalom that you don't know exactly what its implications are. So it could be, it needs to be strengthened, needs to be sweetened, needs to be transformed. That's what the Gemara says. And there's a nusach that goes with it. And when you say the nusach, it has to be figured out. According to the Medrash Hashirim, a couple of shinuyim, no nusach. But just being there, being part of Birchas Kehanim, answering amen, and what it's discussing is a chalom ra. Mipachad balelos. Not, the Gemara is going to say pachad. Maybe a little anxious, but not pachad. Pachad sounds it's much worse. So there's a lot to hear to think about in terms of the machshava. What shaychis is there between Birchas Kehanim, especially the nusach has to be thought about. But what's interesting is, let's focus here on the nigla of it, in halacha, how this plays out, because it's born in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed, right? And the question, before we get to the Shulchan Aruch, is how do you work out saying this in light of what we know, discussing in earlier shiurim, the role of the tzibur, of Birchas Kehanim, is to be makshiv, to be mazin, to listen, and to be mekabel the bracha. And here in this Gemara, it sounds like you're saying words. So the Gemara in Sota says, and this seems to be Maskana, if you say these psukim, you're making a mistake. You're supposed to be Masbir Panim. Fektosos. In the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in the Perek HaRoah in Brachos Nun Hei, tells us that some sees a dream, and they say, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Shelach. So how can it be? I hear the Gemara in Sota concludes not to say anything, just listen. Again, what we've done today has evolved. So we've kind of allowed for both, but Pashtus, you're saying it b'shas b'yachas kehanim. You should be listening. Subtosis. Mishum sakana yitiru. You can waive a lot of things that otherwise would be usher because of sakana. Because it's a possibility that tachalom is a chalom is sukan, which needs refuah. That's one of the things mentioned. And even b'shabbos, they will matitan is chalom. So if this is the way to do it, if this is your skula, if you didn't have a dream, you're not supposed to speak. If you had a dream and it could be needs refuah, so the matir. You're doing it while the kohen was sick. The Rambam does not quote this Gemara at all. Now it's not surprising in a way because the Rambam, as we know in general, tried to dismiss things that don't fit within a rational framework. This sounds, in the Rambam's worldview, as something that's not really. So the Rambam didn't quote it. The Rambam says straightforward, what exactly is the role of the Kohanim and the Tzibur? The Rambam tells you the Kohanim should be looking down and be focused on what they're saying, and no one should look at the Kohanim when they're blessing. You should have Mesiach Das, Kola Miskavnim, Mishmoa, Abracha, Mechavnim, Pneim, Kneged, Pnei Kohanim, Enam Bita Befin. Zalta goes by Monios, based on Minig Ashkenaz, which is always brought in by Goes by Monios. Mori Rabbeinu, Rogiloma, Bishah, Shomrim, because he wants the Gemara in Sota. So Tosis says, Sakon. What he says is, so when do you say it? B'shasham b'shmerecha v'chunecha b'sim shalom, meaning shalom, ribonu shalom. So it says, according to the Maimonios, you take the last word of the pasuk. Now, by the way, maybe we'll get to this. What you see today is a shinui between the third time and the first two, which is far from simple. Midina de Gemara lechor is no nafkamina. If you're going to say it, you say it for all three. And it seems to be preferred halacha. Although again, you'll get pushed back if you want, but we'll talk about that maybe eventually too. But when do you say it? At this point, at the end of the pasuk. Trumas Hadeshen. Okay. See as far as we can get today, and then we'll finish this tomorrow, and then maybe talk more in machshava about this. Bechal, Bechaz Kehanim, and the Koach of Bechaz Kehanim. Tshuvas HaDeshen is, of course, a Rishon quoted. The Tshuvas themselves are not asked by anyone. He created the Shelos in order to give the Tshuva, just so you know, the idea. And this is how it's set up. It's like, you know, to be able to bring it out, he brings out a Shaila and then a Tshuva. The Gemara in Brachas, Haiman Dechazi Chelma, to say Ron Halalman. Hagoyes Maimonides says, Maram said it at the end of each Bracha, the Sof Kol Pasuk. How careful should we be about this? Every word has many syllables. So, v'yishmerecha. So, do you say Ribono Shel Olam while the word v'yishmerecha is said? Do you say Ribono Shel Olam at the last syllable v'yishmerecha? Hard to imagine saying a whole tefillah, a whole paragraph, while the Kohen is saying one syllable. But of course, this means that the Kohen is stretching out. It's not just the Kohen saying the words. You already see that the Kohen, we're not talking about singing at a pause. It's that it's like a shtukul chazanus, that the syllable itself is elongated. So there's time during that time to say. This apparently was not uncommon. It's even brought that when the chazan says Baruch Hu, you've seen Siddurim even now. You know, no one ever says this, but you see in Siddurim they print it, that there's a whole nusach that seemed to say something, the shas, the you ever see it's Baruch Hu, Ishtabach, when the chazan says Baruch Hu here. Yisparach v'shtabach v'yispar v'yisroma v'snasi shmosh malchim yimachim kosh baruch hu shu'urishin v'u'achavon v'alah devin olkim sol arochi v'arabos b'kosh shemo v'usu ufana v'chshmo merom kol baruch hu tehila baruch shem kol malchus olam v'y shem Hashem baruch hu. All this while the chazan is saying baruch hu. You're going to have a real chazan for this, right? But if there is such a chazan, then you know what you can do. You can be saying this in your undertone. So the Kohanim, so to speak, are also making a lot of their words or their syllables, and that allows for people to say things. So that's his question. Do you say it b'sof mamish? Or in tzarach l'dakdik kuli, hai tshuva. Yiret Yesh Gedaktik, the Omer Mamish Besof, Bishash Marichin. Apparently, again, historically, what would happen is a Kehanim would be Mairich at the end of the word, at the end of the word of each Pasuk. From, how do we see this? Because the Gemara in Sota says that we got to be the Psukim, Kol Omer Bigvun in Elatoa, because even the Migdash Gobay Mimin Kumi Yeshev Shiram Baruch Vein Masri upon him. What do you see in that Gemara? Oh, come on. So you see now in Roy Hu Omer. Even what? Even Shevach Vodaya is inappropriate. What's appropriate? Just to listen, be masked upon it. Ella, the Chacham Hitiru Lomer, Bakashizu, Dribon Olamim. So there's a heter. What did Tosha say? Heter goes into Sakona. Maybe it's like, Kobam, Serachidaktik, Shiyom, Achashi, Yisaim, Wabracha. And then it's not a Stira. We can accommodate the Gemara in Sota with the Gemara Brachas. Veshuv lo yeh nira kemish ena mas bepanim so we can prasimu abracha. Umashem arichin b'chaf l'nagin eru to sefes v'yam yirach v'shmerech. And when is the amen going to be said? Interesting. Mitzad echad is a to sefes that you could say it's not called a... But the amen is the stomach happening after they finish their longing the chaf. It's interesting. Mitzad echad, it's not a stira because you heard enough of it that you're not saying it. You makabu the bracha b'hazbaras panim. But it's still, the amen can wait till the after he finishes the being mairich. The afa gav the besol pasik shrishi. Now, that's going to work for yishmerecha, because you can stretch out the syllable cha. It could work for bichuneka, because you could stretch out the syllable ka. Bichuneka. Whatever. So all that, and then you stop. What about the third time? It's a riddle here. It's like they say, how you marach be'achad? Same challenge. We're told to be marach be'achad. If you have the Timanisha Mesorah, then the achad with the dogish allows you to do it because it's a THD. Achad, you can do it. But not the way we have our dogish. Achad, b'shalom, the last syllable, shalom, I guess. After the pasuk shlishi, down the teva shalom, yefshel am yisayim ha-teva. Shem arichem benigun, no, he means something else. Here the arichas is in the shalom. So it's not after the word. That's his problem. Kodim shigmu ha-mem, the shema v'kach. May the efshel, v'sakin, mevet ha-koch ha-navid. Okay. So, but the other words is after the word is said. You already said v'chuneka, but you just, the shalom, it's before the end. Okay. V'im tomar, so he says, "Manafshach." Then you're stuck. It's after the word is said. Kevin the nachshav haydem arichin kach kliach asim abrach. It's like after they finish, him can go tol habakash the ban alam won't work. The mistama had to come by tamuda ikum kami kahanim the shashim mevarchim. So it's called shas. It's called the shashim mevarchim. They already said everything by the first two times. Yeshlom to ingin zel lochashav v'dain sim abrachim mikreshavim shashim mevarchim. It's like I got askan pek beit brachas kol marach be'achad. He brings that arichin yom shnosav. Rashi says, "Bedalid yarech v'lo beches, koma de amar acha, amar echad v'lo dal lo mishtam midi ma betza barachasa de koma v'dalid yarech." So I can say dalid. It's already after. Amar kol gam do gam atev lo mishtam. Chas v'yotz midi yichel malchus shemaim. She gam atev akul amarach besof abracha mikra dan kabos malchus shemaim. Then woke him a betza barachasa dal lochi navi. Afa gam deingom shevach b'kasha cheres. But she koanim will see matev shel bracha yet. Just like by the Dalet of the Chod, okay, this is the Tumas Hadeshen. The Beis Yosef says this as well. He quotes the Tumas Hadeshen, but then he also quotes a Tshuva Ashkenazis with Maharil. Matzasi, Rabbanu Shalom, Mikami Kahani Yishel Chalek, the chashiv shap in mazinlo. Interesting svar. What's the time? You have to listen. You have to show respect for Birchas Kahan. Don't say a pasuk of shavach v'odaya. So how can you say Baruch Shalom? So the Tshuva Ashkenazim wants you to say it, the last syllable, as much as you could. The Tshuva Ashkenazim says, very good. It's called mazinlo. Because Mara Atzmo de Mekav Birchas Kahanim, Umishamachi Kamar, she is Kayim Bom Birchas Kahanim, Yishabi Chalomo. The very fact that you're reciting a tefillah that the tefillah should affect your cholam, that means it must be punished. That's theory. Yeah.
How Was that the whole
Machlokas about Shuvim Pesukim? So Pesukim apparently different. Pesukim is Stam Shevach Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's not called Masa Pran to the Tefillah Birchas Kehen.
Didn't we have a bit of Machlokas if you should say it or not?
No, so that's what they...
If are you showing that you want the problem?
Right. But so all these Rishonim are quoting the Amora and the Gemara that Ka'omran Ein Ela Toeh because it should be Masbir Panim. That means that Stam Shevach Vodaya is a steer to be Masbir Panim to the Bracha. What this tshuva Mario is saying is, but if you say a tefillah that the Birchas Kehanim should accomplish to be Mahapir Chalom, that's called Me'inyan Hasbaras Panim. That shows you, obviously you have to try to uncover this, that Birchas Kehanim and Chalom are very much intertwined. It's not Stam Shevach the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the Shechina. It's Mamish affirming Birchas Kehanim itself. That's what you see here. V'od Yishlomar, another word. The Kabbalah Sabbaseinu Da'idei Kach Mispatel Chalom, that's the Kabbalah. So that's it. So it's a Kabbalah. I try to accommodate the Gemara in Sota. I say that at the end. You can't say why everyone's saying Amen. To be inan the anut zibali Amen. It sounds like he's saying the Amen should go on the tefillah bonus shalom as well. The linear time rishon ikar. He likes the first the time rishon. The tshuva zu ikar. The kibbutz brachas kam yeshu koach the sakin chalom ra. Since it has the koach to fix a bad dream, he calls it a bad dream. We saw it's potentially bad in the Gemara. In the Medrash, it's mamish bad. Again, he goes with that answer. So how does this play out in halach? So here, we're going to have to maybe leave a little bit for tomorrow. We'll try to look at this for tomorrow, right? We'll have to see exactly how we get to what we do. We haven't yet gotten to what we do. What exactly is our practice? We have a pause in the middle. Either they're quiet or they sing, whatever the nigga might be. What's that about? That's an order that it shouldn't come mamish at the same time of a syllable or of a word. But then we hurry, get into the issue of maybe a hefsek. And I have another problem. Because we talked before about, and every part of this year, that why we makre. One of the reasons that Beis Yosef himself buys into why we makir the Kehanim? Shelo Yitu. So I always was struck by this. Because now, there are going to be three times that the Kehanim are going to sing a niggun. By the time they finish singing the niggun, the stomach, they're not holding, they don't remember what the prompt was. So the Yishmerecha Lichuneka, Shalom, the purpose of saying those words was in order they should know what to say back. Meanwhile, there's this gap, there's this singing. No, I hold the Mishmeracha v'chanaka. So you've defeated the whole purpose of the prompting. And on the one hand, you're trying to save yourself from the taina from the Rishonim of the Tosas Kasha, the Gemara and Sota, that the Chari, you have to imagine the Birchas Kehanim. So, okay. So we'll make a pause between the prompting Mishmeracha and the response so that people can say, but now the whole purpose of the Mishmeracha prompting was in order to know what to say back. So nothing is pashit here. I mean, the mice of the minigam kubal is that we don't do it while they're saying the last syllable, but the benefit of that would have been that they know what they're saying. But what we've done, if we've created potential issues of hefsek, and also that they're not going to say how kup and what to say afterwards. Hopefully someone will remember and then the Kohanim will know what to say. So we have to work at that. Then we can maybe look a little bit at the nusach itself that we saw in the Gemara, and whatever else we could try to bring in on the koyach abichas kehanim, for Chalomos, and in general, the tremendous sodos that lie within these words. It's just, there's so much to bring out. The koach of the Kohanim, to be mevarech, and the koach of these words, they seem to have tremendous koach. I'll just mention, in conclusion, because I mentioned it earlier, that the minig in some places, many places, based on Sidurim, is that the third time, there's a different tefillah said, not the tefillah of Ribono Shel Olam. So there is a sefer that I got a few years ago from the Machaber. And this is a sefer called Hanhaga Berura. It's written by Rabbi Eliyahu Wolf. He lives in Yeshiva Lane in Eretz Yisrael in Baltimore. And the entire sefer has one agenda, and he tells you on his cover. Be'inyan tefilas ribono shel olam ala chalomos. Why does he write the sefer, and why is he called Halacha Berura? So the answer is because he's trying to set the record straight. And he goes through, he did a lot of research, and he wants to push back against this, but it's become a common practice to say a different tefillah the third time of this tefillah of Yehi Ratzon, wherever it comes from, but L'maisa, the Iker Halacha should be to say Rabbonu Shalom even the third time. And he writes, just to give you the upshot of it, ...700 years after the minhag was established to say Rabbonu Shalom, all three times, Nispashet Eitzel Harbi Inshi, Al Pi Nusach Matfisi Asidurim, Loma Hiyiratzam Bepam Gimel B'Makom Rabbonu Shalom. In the sefer, the small sefer, Berayis Beruos, Diyesh Tawus Benusach Sidurim Elo, V'Matfisim Hediku, this tefillah of the Shem Shari Tzion, Vom Shem Om Lo Kosav, El Vel Odel Shein Neged Rabosav, Shal Piem Kosav Tzion, Shari Tzion, V'anu En Lano Amal Yishoyin, El Al Dibri Aposkim, V'ham Mekubalim, The Kosav Shiyesh Lom Vom Shalom, Eid So Shalom. So if you want more about this, I don't know if it's an Otsa Chachma or not. If not, you can probably write him, and he has an email, eswolf@juno.com, still using Juno. And Eliyahu Wolf in Baltimore, I'm sure he'd be willing to accommodate you with a copy of the Sefer. I think he wrote other Sfarim too, I've seen here and there, but this is one Sefer that I find very interesting because it's an Indian that's not, hasn't been discussed quite as much at length. But his taina and his whole agenda is to show that really you should say Rabbonu Shalom even the third time. Okay, try to finish this tomorrow, and looking forward. Okay, hope to everybody. Have a good day.